This is East End Inc. Tonight we present poets Cheryl Boyce Taylor and Kathy Engel reading their work. Cheryl Boyce Taylor's Mama Fife Represents is dedicated to her dead rapper son Fife Dog Taylor. And Kathy Engel's The Lost Brother Alphabet is dedicated to her brother, a suicide. They read each other's work in May of 2021 at a Zoom presentation produced by Canio's Cultural Cafe in Sag Harbor. Kathy Engel started the reading with Stone, written by Cheryl Boyce Taylor.
Stone. That first night after you left, I saw God's face and wept bitterly. The second night, God offered a prayer. I screamed that prayer away. The third night, God reached out his hand. I chewed on it until it became dust. On the fourth night, my tears became stone that filled in for eyes. 6 months later, when they broke my heart open, there was not much, just cloves and blue leaves. This is Malik the Beautiful. Malik the Beautiful, bless the soot of your skin. Someday the moon will envy your carnelian eyes. May rainwater sprout garnets in your hair. Someday I will learn to live without you, love. May rivers sing your songs ever so sweetly. May she keep you company, dancing softly, side by side. Then, the luscious sound, a sequoia returning.
The first poem I'm going to read by Kathy is simply titled A. Again, the horse leads me to water. She steps over stones like a ballerina, breathes hot air into my waiting face. She stomps, curls her brown slender leg, scuffs the ground with striped hoof the way I want to. Instinctively, I look for you, brother who led us both, girl and horse, brown hair swishing, lead shank in one hand, Coca-Cola in the other. Only a rifle then, for duck hunting. He's gone, I say, over and over, aloud. The horse throws her head back, leads me again to water. And this one is instructions to my father on what would have been your 86th birthday. One, let id and superego waltz like Fred and Ginger, or tumble forward, huffing and puffing one behind the other, piglet and poo, or let them fight. Two, come back into the house near the sea where you sat frozen just after we moved, staring at the high arched windows. Now open your arms and bless us. Three, forgive your mother for needing you too much. My mother for not needing you. Me for growing. Forgive yourself. Four, make that film, the one in which you are the protagonist, free to sail. Don't splice the bad parts, sail.
The body I write for is singular and plural, wants to watch a whale for hours without reason. Slick, mysterious, blue-black rise and drop. Listen to its lone, eternal horn, haunting ocean archive, the smooth tan skin of crepe myrtle, barely alive after first wind, blooms now. Cone-shaped lanterns of crinkly pink or white petals dangling from antlers of bark, rooted near enough snowbell, coosa dogwood, and mimosa to share a village of mycelium. The body is daughter and mother, lover and lover, wave and particle, track and train hovering around the bend with its death eye, long moan and grammar of loss. She talks to Tolstoy's Ma Anna. Don't leap, she calls back into the story. Love yourself more than vanquished desire for a man, pride having broken his horse's back beneath him. The child body traveled by train. At Babylon, the wheels rode. She rode a metaphor of missing. Dear Cheryl, thank you for asking me to write who is the body I write for. Is this Suhitsu? I'm trying to fit into the name of something. I'm learning to write for the decimated bodies offered again and again by feline cohabitants. Mouse haunch, rabbit leg, pierced vole, knowing it is loyalty that brings these body parts. Still, I battle squeamishness and the limitations of a gentrified, bifurcated mind. Is the body the one writing, or the body written for or to, or does it matter? The body is indebted to generations of bodies whose names I haven't learned, embracing a multitude of languages and places, often afraid to leave home. The writing body knows she must write the body more honestly. The white she lives is not a true color, but its weight is undeniable, and if not interrupted, will continue to kill. If not interrupted, will continue to kill. The inaccuracy of how light moves, the inaccuracy of scale, the inaccuracy of a body to know another body, the inaccuracy of love. The body is in the end itself, craving redemption. This is I from the Lost Brother Alphabet. Each poem from that sequence has a title that's a letter. And the sequence is, they are elegies, the poems, for my brother who took his life in 2011. Inside you're insatiable, inside your instant gratification, inside your chocolate yodels, inside your irritated knee, your itching sex, your illicit, inside, inside, inside the ink of you, the eye of you, the irrepressible, innermost, inside there. Would you were invincible? Would you imagine the possible, the everyday, not inured, not invaded, irreconcilable? Was it involuntary, inside the eye of you, inside? And this is more S, also from the Lost Brother. There's an S, and this is more S. Still for you, I crave some sweet, not shifty, not shut, not shafted or shafting, that sea we soaked. I want to suck out your shame, the sour, the scary, the souled self, salute your soul. I am your sister. Here is my salt. Too late this salve. And I'm going to read two newer poems. This one I wrote this year. It's for a friend who is a teacher and artist and activist and a COVID long hauler. And he always says to me, poco a poco, when I'm impatient about things happening. So, to a friend for Pato. All can be torn and can remain, both and. Still and still I hear, way underneath tree root talk, how no distance is too far when it comes to care. All masked now, still unprotected. We may have shed the skin between certainty and a sky of asking. Let the mending be endless. Let the body be merciful and the merciful embodied. Wave after wave, poco a poco. Let the spirit of Duende live somewhere in each of us. And tell me, friend, when you hold the ancient sea's conch hollow to your ear, what echo do you hear? I'm going to close with something so new, which I'm not usually brave enough to do, but I was listening to Michael Waters, the amazing poet, earlier today, and I'm not Michael Waters, but he did inspire me to be brave. And this is for River and Theo, newly arrived. There's a reference to Vandana, and that's Vandana Shiva, the environmentalist, activist, and teacher from India. And the reference to ice flows, I'm working on a collaboration with the amazing artist Ellen Driscoll, and many of her images are with glaciers and ice flows. Both. It's the ice flows I can't stop thinking about. Cascade of endless blue and the lonely cold, and faces of grieving mothers, the thieving of children year after year, country after country. Tonight I pray especially for India and Colombia, and here and here and here. Ache of separation knows no border or time zone. Vandana's seeds promise for every loss a planting. Today, against the backdrop of nonstop war, I sat on the floor with my daughter's closest friends, sisters, Carolina and Paula, their babies born just weeks apart. I rocked each in my Tia Kathy arms to sweet sleep. Tiny frog legs, bellies softening, faces up toward whatever's there. And for that hour, listening to the beautiful mamas I knew as children, me telling early stories of my babies, their sisters, Ella and Jaja, time evaporated. Everything was once again possible. Each sudden twitch, skin smelling so new.
You are listening to East End, Inc. Poets Cheryl Boyce Taylor and Kathy Engel reading their work and each other's work.
Dear Mom, today Malik is 11 months old. Yesterday he played baby Jesus in the manger. This is his first play. He slept almost through the entire thing. My friends Linrod and Lisa play Mary and Joseph. Mom, there is an actual old shed with real straw for the manger. I know we are growing something special here. Walt and Cheryl are proud parents. Still the sweetest words I ever heard. It's a compilation of my early mama years and my later mama years with Malik. My beloved grows right out of my own heart. How much more union can there be? That's by Rumi. Happy Mother's Day, Mom. I made this picture for you, Mom. Mom, Grandma is my bestest friend ever. Mom, I'm coming home for your birthday. Mom, the album went gold. be my date for the Grammys. Mom, I found this girl. She reminds me of you. Her name is Deisha. I have a son. We have a son. His name is David. Mom, I love that little guy. Happy birthday, Mommy. Thank you so much for my laptop. It is the best birthday present you ever gave me. I have been at home all weekend writing and making music. I swear, Mom, I'll never leave the house again. Words light life's path. Big up, sister. Mom, I'm so happy. So happy I'm getting married. Will you walk me down the aisle? Mom, I love you. Go on tour with me. You and Sini, move to California with me. You're getting kind of old. I mean good old. After Trayvon Martin's death, we were having a lot of conversation, Malik and I, and I was telling how angry I was and how I wanted life to be so beautiful and stay that way. And he wrote me a little note and he says, "Dear Mom, do not wish for the body to become a pretty crimson azalea. Wish for the body to remain a weapon." The poets come to our home with sage, white candles, and Florida water. They bring white calla lilies, my son's favorite flower. They bring drums, choras, and shakeray. They make a joyful noise, form a prayer circle. Ilana leads us all in song. We hug each other, a laying on of hands. We howl and howl and pray together. I feel lifted like Hamatan, something close to lightning and sandstorm. I feel lifted like Hamatan. And this was a number of weeks after my son's funeral. And it's a cento, which a cento is a compilation, is fragments from a compilation of poems, my own poems. You lay on Annie's table. She is the massage therapist. This is where you and your daughter-in-law have brought your arms full of grief and doubt. Annie tells me, "I will fix your sorrow, Mama. Just cry. Just cry, baby." You remind yourself that truthfulness is an act of revolution. Let the body sing loud its sorrowful song. Good Lord, she was right. The richness that poured out of her fingers that day. How, dear God, she restored my energy. She sprinkled two handfuls of calendula and yarrow twigs in tepid water, washed my hands and feet. She put on South African drums, Miriam Makeba wailing in the background. Hugh Masekela thinks grazing in the grass is so easy. He does not know that there are bugs there. In the jug on the table, there's plum wine. The river sings, an angry mob grows. When this is over, when this is over, I will grow a tree out of my head, lightning bugs out of my eyes. The next time I see moon meandering lazy across the night, peeking in my window, for her own gratification, I will tell her, bring my boy back. Bring my boy back, because his arms around my neck. This is called Hand of the Midwife. And it's a poem I wrote for my grandmother, because after my son passed, I realized that I was forgetting everything, and I became really afraid that I would forget his voice, I would forget the times we had together. And so I was writing to God, to him, to my mother, to my grandmother. And so this is a letter I wrote to my grandmother. Hand of the midwife, after Grandma Ada. My grandmother was a village midwife. Not certified, she delivered babies, shaped heads, broke fevers, flowed milk, buried umbilical cords and blue babies, a mix of raspberry leaves, clary sage, skull cap root, and blue cohosh. My grandmother's hands were a sure shot. It patched broken hearts, dried turmeric leaves to improve digestion, boiled tamarind leaves to treat jaundice and diabetes. It scrubbed and ironed until it was stiff and sore. Grandmother, what medicine plant can I boil for this wounding? This is an email Malik wrote to me in 2008. There were times I would travel with him in the band when he went all over the world doing shows. And so he wrote this to me, August 2000. For the record, I just want you to know, Mom, you are everything to me. I'm elated to have you as my mom. And as I grow older, I feel more and more like a mama's boy. Mom, only a few people affect me in a positive way by what they do, say, and how they live without being hypocritical. Although I didn't always do right in my younger years, and sometimes made it almost impossible to cope with me, I thank you from the bottom of my heart for sticking with my hard-headed ass, supporting my career. I thank you for loving my wife and child and giving me sometimes crazy, insane advice. I love you unconditionally. I'm excited that you're coming to Denver. You may as well come with me to Seattle. Love, love, Malik. That poem really gets me through the Mother's Day weekend. And I will close with one more poem. And this poem is called Stitched. And shortly after Malik passed away, I think it was the next year, I became ill and had to have a pacemaker put in. So then I wrote this poem, Stitched. I've stitched your breath to my throat, child. Did your last howl resemble mine? All day I want to sit in ashes. All the stars have followed after you. Since you've been gone, the left hand has betrayed me, has grown into my mother's. My index finger so crooked, it refuses to wash clean the dinner dishes. My eyes too are disobedient. I've told them not to tear at the wound of the name's son. Does it listen? Did I say how lost I am? Your mom has a pacemaker, Malik. That rebuilt heart too makes promises. It will rescue me, will sing pretty, will rebuild the heave and steam of my body. Each night it takes a thigh, a breast, a begging skull, an arthritic knee, All around there are unhinged bones waiting at the lip of sea. Thank you.
This is East End Inc. We heard poets Cheryl Boyce Taylor and Kathy Engel reading their work in a presentation produced by Canio's Cultural Cafe in May of 2021. Cheryl Boyce Taylor was born in Trinidad and raised in Queens, New York. Her latest work, Mama Fife Represents, was published by Haymarket Books in 2021. Her other works include the collections Arrival, Night When Moon Follows, and Convincing the Body. Kathy Engel is a poet, activist, and teacher. She was the founding director of MADRE, an international women's human rights organization, and East End Women in Black in Sag Harbor. The Lost Brother Alphabet was published by Get Fresh Books Publishing in 2020. Now, her works include the poetry collections Ruth's Skirts and Vanish the Tentative. With Kamal Bulata, she co-edited We Begin Here, Poems for Palestine and Lebanon. She can also be heard reading Ruth's Skirts on the very first East End Inc. Upcoming literary events produced by Canio's Cultural Cafe include the Moby Dick Marathon, September 10th through 12th. More events are online at the calendar of events at canios.wordpress.com. East End Inc. is heard on the fourth and occasional fifth Wednesday of each month at this very same time. The programs are archived at eastendinc.blogspot.com, and the podcasts are at soundcloud.com. Search for East End Inc. East End Inc. is produced by Tony Ernst with the help of Marianne Calendrill and Catherine Zoka.